Smith takes the shotgun snap. He's got time. Unloads it down the field. Avery wide open. Touchdown! Kansas City! Keenum gets sacked by Taumahalli, who came untouched and destroys Keenum for the fourth sack by the Chiefs. Center handoff, Charles play on the left side. Spins! Touchdown! Kansas City! Jamal Charles, his second rushing touchdown of the game.
Play-by-play guy needs to get a little more excited. Welcome to this Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Live, last regular season home game edition. It's the Chiefs host the Colts this week. I'm Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs. I'm going to give you this one, Outbreak Monkey. If you're fighting it, buddy, you're playing hurt today.
More you can do.
Kendall Gammon, gotcha. This long snapper, 15 years, the guy that revolutionized long snapping. All right, let's jump back before we talk to the Colts and jump ahead about the Colts. Let's go back to this Raiders game. 56 points, 56-31 win. How crazy was this game? How good was this game? Your overall thoughts?
You know what? I think you learned a lot about the Chiefs in this game, because when you look at it, they got up to a big lead in the first quarter, and then they come back. Oakland scores 21 unanswered points, and then they get it going again with just a crazy call on third down with the wheel route to Jamal Charles. But what I saw was a team that didn't get panicked, and that starts with the leadership of one Andy Reid. And right now, this is the type of football that you want to be playing in the fourth quarter of the season.
Well, this was a clinic on screen passes. If you want to go, you could get 2 hours of continuing edge and credit if you went and looked at how many ways can you run a screen and how effective can you be with it.
It was amazing. I just had a chance in the locker room a little bit ago to talk to Schwartz, talk to Stevenson, talk to Hudson, and they're just like, you know what, every play is designed to go all the way, but very rarely does every play go all the way like it's designed. And you saw just picture-perfect plays that we're going to break down a little bit. It was fun to watch. And I'm telling you right now, when you got an offensive line running out in front of number 25 right there like that, that is a good thing for the Chiefs offense.
Incredible. Even Jamal got a little, was that beer that the black?
I think he got a little something thrown on him, yes.
Yeah, you could see him kind of, not bad.
That's weird too. You wouldn't think that from the black hole.
Yeah, it's so unlike them.
Yes.
Let's talk about Jamal Charles here a little bit and the fact that now he's emerged. Maybe he's the NFL's best running back. Is he an MVP candidate for the National Football League, and how good was he? You saw him on the sideline. How good was he in that Oakland game?
It was fabulous when you talked to Andy Reid. He said as much. He said, well, you know what? He's got my vote. But the thing is, Jamal Charles, and you see him right here, I love how he's looking around. He's focused, and that's what he's been all year, is focused. I talked to him after the game, and he said, you know what? I got that first pass, and all of a sudden we realized that, you know, I had something there, and I've got to focus on what's going on, and I knew it was going to continue to come my way because they were giving it to us. But when you can get him out in space like this and let him go down the sideline and use that God-given speed, that is incredible.
Okay, we know he's got God-given speed. What people underestimate is his unique toughness. This is a cruiserweight, 199-pound guy that's one of the toughest players have ever been around. But I have to ask you, what I saw in Oakland, has he gone to another level?
I think he has gone to another level, and I think it started at Washington for whatever reason. You know, you talked about it. That game, he got up skipping and hopping to Grandma's house. Well, this game, he was hopping and skipping into the end zone, having a great time. And I'm going to tell you right now, the black hole was the big bad wolf, and he did not care. He just kept going in there. It was fabulous. But right now, he just is feeling it. And I don't know what it is. The last couple of games, while he's got as many touches, he's getting out, and he's not playing that fourth quarter. And just being off his feet and not have to be out there with how difficult things are in an NFL game, I think that speaks volumes for going into the playoffs.
He is humble, and he is focused, and he's a superstar. What do his teammates think about number 25 going to another level?
I've said this before. I think the thing that just jumps out at me, I mean, obviously extremely talented, but there's so few guys that are out on the field for all the situations Jamal's out there. I mean, to have a guy that is so talented in the pass game that is still in there in short yardage and goal line, it just doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. So, you know, to be able to have him out there and be able to do so many different things, I mean, he's got so many different tools. So, I think it's everybody's dream, you know. Quarterback, coaches, I mean, you know, certainly a weapon for us, to say the least. So, really valuable.
I mean, I tell you what, man, he's a stud. He's a special person. And, you know, if he continues to, you know, play like he did last week, you know, he definitely puts himself in contention. But as an offensive player on this offense, you know, I always look at him as one of the best in the league, you know, and I think, and I look at it as our offense is one of the best in the league, because if you don't, then you take yourself automatically out of the bidding. So.
And all that attention to Jamal gave Duck Dynasty another touchdown. The Beard found the end zone. Now I want to ask you about the takeaways and field position here. It was huge in the Oakland game. Chiefs are set now at 35 takeaways, Kendall. 140 takeaway points. The league average is 72. What about this team's ability to create field position and take it away?
Well, when it comes down to it, it's epic numbers. You're talking about setting NFL records potentially. And the big thing that has happened from that is the fact that they're starting with the ball inside the opponent's territory. Coming into this last game with Oakland, they had started 29 times. That was first in the league. They started 6 times this week inside the 50. I didn't check it, but I'm pretty sure that's still number one. So while I did just get verified on Twitter, I can't verify that, but you can take it to the bank, which is exactly what Mr. 29 there, Eric Berry, did as well. And that comes down to it. When you have this type of secondary doing what they're doing, people talk about the fact that, well, you know, if you didn't have the takeaways or you didn't have this, the fact is you do have it. You are taking the ball away. You are creating fumbles. You are doing those type of things, and that's what they preach. That is the Bob Sutton way of life, and it's beautiful.
Yep, and a lot of teams, including the teams you played on in Pittsburgh, did it, and it led them all the way to
yes.
the Super Bowl.
Yes.
So don't get just all caught up in offense. Defense can become offense as well. But again, the Chiefs taking the ball away, scoring off the takeaways, and creating field position. It'll be harder to do against Andrew Luck. We'll talk about that in the second half of the show. He's cutting way down on his turnovers, but still, the Chiefs are a monster in taking the football away. When we come back, one of our favorite segments, the Snapper, will have the breakdown. We'll show you why Jamal is getting all these great plays. He's got a lot of help. We'll look at it when we return on this edition of Chiefs Live.
This is a tunnel, but not everyone can enter. The men who gather here have a kingdom to honor, a home to defend. And come Sunday, there's no place they'd rather be. This is the Players Tunnel at Arrowhead. Just a few short steps from glory.
Would you like a behind-the-scenes look at Arrowhead Stadium? Then come on out to Arrowhead for one of our amazing stadium tours. You'll visit the Founders Club, the Scout Investments Club level, the Hall of Honor presented by Time Warner Cable, the team locker room, and walk along the field itself. We have a number of tour options to fit your style, and we can't wait to see you at Arrowhead Stadium. For dates and times, visit GoArrowhead.com for more information. Love the Chiefs? Join us. Stay connected and join the growing communities of the Chiefs Kingdom. There's so many ways. Twitter keeps you up to date on all things Chiefs.
They're not going to catch it. Back of the game. Derek Johnson on a linebacker blitz.
Facebook lets you respond and react to fellow fans. And Instagram takes you inside with some of the best images of the kingdom. Stay connected to win some sweet prizes. Join in and be a part of your Chiefs 365.
This is a microphone like no other microphone. It's not meant for karaoke or morning announcements, no. This mic has more important things to do. This is the microphone of Mitch Holthus, the voice of the Chiefs. Come Sunday, it will reach to the far corners of the kingdom.
Welcome back to this Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Live show. Again, the Chiefs have their last regular season home game of the year this week against the Indianapolis Colts. It's ironic. It was the same week last year. The Chiefs hosted the Colts on this very weekend. Things look a little different here in the Chiefs' kingdom. I want to ask you about Jamal Charles, because you said you talked to those offensive linemen. Yeah. Every play is designed to go all the way. Not all of them do. What did you see when you looked at the tape of why these plays work so well?
Well, as we bring this play up and we look at it, it's just fabulous. We'll start this going. And the big thing I want you to notice is as he drops back, Alex Smith gets back right there, he's about 11 yards from the line of scrimmage. He did a big thing in terms of feathering back and giving them time to go. Now as we continue to let it run, you see people in front making a big difference. And I'm going to show this from the end zone copy in terms of out in front. It's really quite astounding in terms of the precision of the timing and what's going on. Again, we'll let this run. I think it's huge right here is the fact is you already see Rodney Hudson getting out, and you see right here, that's Jeff Allen right there on the left side. So remember that because you saw him, he's engaged with somebody, he's blocking somebody.
Can I ask you too, Alex's head, where his head position is freezing all those linebackers.
You're exactly right, and that's a great point is the fact that when you look at him, he is looking down the field this way, so now he's not tipping off what's going on. So as we clear that and we let it run, we're going to see a thing of beauty. As you see right here, this right here, Jeff Allen coming back to cut a guy. You see Rodney Hudson right there. You see Duck Dynasty right there. You're going to see somebody else down here just doing a fabulous job. And again, as it continues to go, he's out the gate. Once he gets down there, it's all over but the shout. And that's just a beautiful thing. As Jeff Schwartz just told me a little bit ago, all plays are designed to go all the way. They just don't always do that. You're normally happy if you just get a first down. And really, I think this was more to slow down the rush because you felt like they were going to bring him throughout the game as far as the pass rush.
Well, and then they come right back again and do it again and again and again. I mean, these screens were deadly in this game. But how much of this, too, is the advancement of the offensive line?
Well, it's huge, and it's been interesting the fact that you're seeing Jeff Schwartz make a difference. Donald Stephenson goes over to the left side playing in place of the injured Brandon Albert, and I talked to him today also. What he's doing, the fact that he's done it on the right side and the left side, and as we talk today, he's getting more and more comfortable, and he's just loving that. So as we get to this next play, which I think is fabulous also, we'll let this run. Again, same play essentially, but just different personnel. And one thing that goes without saying, and I would take it back, but people don't realize that Jamaal Charles caught that ball with one hand, and he never secured it. He caught it with his right hand, and he instantly put it together. And then when you see the fact is people are downfield right here, you see right here, you see right here, then, of course, somebody cutting back here as well. And I can tell you right now, this guy, not going to catch him. It just is not going to happen. And as you see, he continues to move on down the field. Nice blocks in front of there. Rodney Hudson got three people on that play, actually. And you know what? I think most of the time people are okay if you just block two. But he's an overperformer. He's going to go ahead and get three and have a good time. We let it from this side. You're just going to see a fabulous job. We'll get it right out there. So, again, you're going to see doing this right here. Chad Hall right there. These guys have already made a block, and like I said, he's not going to catch him. That is exactly the way Andy Reid drew it up. However, I'm pretty certain that once he got down to here and they threw the glasses of beer there, that was not how it was drawn up, but that is the black hole.
And they had to waste a perfectly good beer on throwing it on Jamaal. That had to be very tough for Spike and his buddies to do that. All right, we transition now. And watching those, awesome job. That's like listening to a concerto to watch those plays work so well and everybody do their job in such a perfect fashion. All right, this week, speaking of perfect, Andrew Luck, an outstanding second-year quarterback. When he came in the league as a rookie, smashed all kinds of NFL records. He comes to town for a second straight year. What are you seeing in the 2013 version of Andrew Luck?
You know what? He's holding on to the ball better. He doesn't have the fumble side of things going. He's thrown more touchdowns, just a couple, but half as many interceptions, so that's huge. Again, fumbled nine times in 2012, only five in 2013. Rating up a little bit, but I think the big thing that you look at, and people don't give him enough credit for, is this right here. He's got 365 yards rushing. That is a big deal, and that is a pretty big QB right now. And I've noticed this ever since he was back in Stanford. I always thought, okay, that is not the prototypical QB body. And when I say that, not that you don't want him to have that body, but you just don't see it very often. They're more angular normally, but he's doing a nice job. And again, he's leading them. He's doing it with his feet. He's really, the comparisons between him and Alex aren't too much difference. The fact is he gets more accolades because he was the overall number one pick just a couple years ago. And quite honestly, his name is Andrew Luck.
Yeah, let's look at the comparison really quickly because when I started crunching numbers this week, I'm going, wait a minute. Luck's numbers are almost exactly the same as Smith's, because Smith's running availability, too, has been far underrated. But look at this. The numbers go right across the board.
It's amazing. Then when you look at it also, Luck has 21 first downs with his legs this year. He has four TDs. Alex Smith, 420-plus runs. He has 20 first downs with his legs. The only difference, Andrew has four TDs rushing, whereas you see Alex has only one, which was that stellar play where they faked to the wrong side and went right up the gut. But all the same, very, very similar in terms of how they're controlling the offense.
And Luck has had to deal with the loss of Reggie Wayne. We'll talk about that in a second. But again, the Chiefs taking on the Colts this week. I want to quickly ask you about Alex Smith. Has he gone to another level? Because it seems like since the bye week, he's jumped back to where he was at the beginning of the season.
I think he really has, and I think it's the confidence you have right there and taking some throws downfield, and you really see him taking some shots that you didn't see earlier on in the season. I think that's just a function of time and getting comfortable with your receivers. I'm going to tell you right now, from the word go, you know it. You met him before I did, and then we saw him at some different functions. This guy, he has got it together. He has got a football mind, and right there you see, we talked about it with Luck. He does things with his feet as well, and I think he's throwing the ball with as much authority as I've seen in quite some time.
17 out of 20 in the game against the Raiders, and a 5-touchdown performance, a career high for Alex Smith. So the two quarterbacks playing very, very good football coming into this game Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium. When we come back, we're going to check in and take a closer look at this Indianapolis team and take a real good close look at them, because we may see him again in 2 weeks. We come back on this Midwest Ford Dealers edition of Chiefs Live.
This is a tunnel, but not everyone can enter. The men who gather here have a kingdom to honor, a home to defend. And come Sunday, there's no place they'd rather be. This is the Players Tunnel at Arrowhead. Just a few short steps from glory.
Would you like a behind-the-scenes look at Arrowhead Stadium? Then come on out to Arrowhead for one of our amazing stadium tours. You'll visit the Founders Club, the Scout Investments Club level, the Hall of Honor presented by Time Warner Cable, the team locker room, and walk along the field itself. We have a number of tour options to fit your style, and we can't wait to see you at Arrowhead Stadium. For dates and times, visit GoArrowhead.com for more information. Love the Chiefs? Join us. Stay connected and join the growing communities of the Chiefs Kingdom. There's so many ways. Twitter keeps you up to date on all things Chiefs.
They're not going to catch it. Derek Johnson on a linebacker blitz.
Facebook lets you respond and react to fellow fans. And Instagram takes you inside with some of the best images of the Kingdom. Stay connected to win some sweet prizes. Join in and be a part of your Chiefs 365.
This is a microphone like no other microphone. It's not meant for karaoke or morning announcements, no. This mic has more important things to do. This is the microphone of Mitch Holthus, the voice of the Chiefs. Come Sunday, it will reach to the far corners of the kingdom.
Welcome back to this Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Live Show, kind of our holiday edition, if you will, as the Chiefs get ready to take on the Indianapolis Colts. All right, let's talk about this Colt team a little bit as they come into this game at 9-5. Losing Reggie Wayne in their offense, we looked at Andrew Luck before the break. What did losing Reggie Wayne, what dynamic did that give this offense?
Well, Reggie Wayne is Reggie Wayne. You say it right there. This is a guy who's having a Hall of Fame career, and when you lose him, that's such a big part of the offense and something he's been depending upon. Now, some other people have stepped up, and certainly he likes his tight ends and has thrown to them quite a bit. You see Brown right there, who I believe is probably questionable this week. We don't know. Hasn't run the ball a lot, but averaging over 5 yards a carry when he does touch it. So the running game of Indianapolis is adequate, but it's not stellar by any stretch of the imagination.
Interesting. It looks like they were trying to run it early in the year, Kendall. They made the trade for Trent Richardson. But since that time, and then this kid's scary, Derek Rogers,
right,
came out of nowhere. They just signed him. This is only going to be his fourth game, but he's got this big playability. And then, of course, T.Y. Hilton is their best wide receiver. They've decided to throw it. There's only one other team that throws it more on first down than these guys. Chuck Pagano was a hero last year, fighting cancer and coming back. But T.Y. Hilton is the guy that seems to be in the radar of Andrew Luck.
Well, you're right about that. And when you talked about the running versus passing, when you look at Indianapolis, the run-pass ratio, they run about 44% in the first half, and that drops to about 37% in the second half. So what does that tell you? Well, obviously, they're passing the other time. So they're trying to get out to a lead, and then they're trying to protect it in the second half. But it's crazy because they've been behind in so many different games this year. When you look at it, 8 points or less losses, they're 6-1, or wins rather, they're 6-1. And when you look at their losses, they're losing by an average of 17.5 points. So it's either a close game and the odds are they come out with it, or they're going to lose and they're going to lose with authority.
Crazy. Their margin of defeat is 30th in the league. Only two have been worse. But then in plays, in games decided by one possession or less, and since Andrew Luck has been on this team as quarterback, they're 15-2. It's crazy. It's an NFL record.
Yeah.
Now let's flip over to the defense, which is impressive. And when you think Colts defense, you think
Robert Mathis. Yes.
What about trying to block this guy?
Well, you know what? You're probably going to have to help out somehow, whether you have a running back chip him, whether you cover with a tight end, some way, shape, or form. But when you've got a guy who's got 16 and a half sacks leading the league, I believe, you've got to account for him. And even if you put one less person out in the routes, it's better than what you're seeing happening right here, because that can't happen as far as a sack, and that certainly can't happen in terms of the ball getting loose.
They move him around. Now, they got others on this defense. You can see here a pick. That's by Darius Butler, who's got a pick six against Jacksonville. Now, he's got four picks on the season. They move Mathis around. Then there's Eric Walden, who spent some time in Kansas City back in the 08 season. How do you identify finding where Mathis is so you figure out get your protections right and still have to deal with these other guys?
Well, most of the time in my years in the offensive lineman, you identify where he's at, and lots of times you're going to slide to his side. You're going to identify also the Mike backer, because generally from the bubbles backer, which is where nobody's covering a guard from one side or the other, you're going to slide that way, and it's normally going to be towards Mathis, and you're going to pick up that backer as well. So trust me, I make no mistake, Coach Reed and Coach Peterson, they'll have something dialed up for him. They're not going to just let him run loose, because too many teams this year have done as much.
We just saw Bjorn Werner, a German, who was drafted in the first round by these guys. They also have a Kenyan on this team. Went to South Africa, and a rugby player. They're all over the map here, but it's kind of impressive. The offensive line, before we shift gears here and look at playoff scenarios, the Chiefs' offensive line, we talked about their improvement. How big of a challenge is it this week?
You know, it's a very big challenge, because right now it goes to Mathis and what's going on there, and you have to run the ball. Although, when you look at last year, just because you run the ball doesn't mean that you're going to win. When you look at Jamaal Charles with 226 yards last year, Peyton Hillis had 101. I mean, that's crazy. I think that's tops all times in terms of rushing and getting a loss. So when you look at it, that's what they want to do this week, though, is establish the run game, because that's what's been getting them there. And certainly when you've got somebody on the roll that Jamaal Charles is, you want to continue to feed him the ball, continue to let him feel like he's making a difference, and he really is. And, of course, I say run the ball. I'm counting screens as running the ball, because, to me, they're glorified handoffs. And, again, when you get him in space, that's the best thing you can do for the Chiefs offense.
Whatever gets him to the end zone works for me. Playoff scenarios, because interesting dynamic to this game. Said these teams could be playing in a couple weeks. What do you do here? This is the probable look here of how this is going to shake out. That six seed's wide open. But you could be playing these guys in two more weeks in the wild card game.
Well, you could. And, of course, there's a couple other scenarios, certainly, if Denver were to lose. But when it comes down to it, I was looking at things. And when you look at from the bye week for Indianapolis, they've won, lost. They've alternated each and every time. And Andrew Luck holds the record for most consecutive wins after loss. So he's never lost two in a row. Well, he won last week. So he should lose this week, and then he'll win next week, and we'll play him in the playoffs, and we win. So it's good. It's just that way.
I like that. Colts have a record. They have 29 games, even preceding Luck, where they've not had back-to-back losses. Interesting. All right, Andy Reid's got a thought on this. Do you hold your cards? Do you keep spades and diamonds in the pocket, and let's just play hearts and clubs? Is that what's left? Anyway, Andy Reid's got a thought on this, and don't ask him any more about it.
think you you prepare yourself the same way. We respect the heck out of the Colts. They're a playoff team. And I said worthy of that. They're very worthy of that. And now you go get yourself ready to play four quarters of good football. And if you play them again, then you get yourself ready again. You're far enough along in the season where you've got enough. There are enough plays. I mean, you have enough plays to that you can mix and match with. So you're not going to run out of plays. I mean, that's just where we're at. And they say they're not going to run out of plays. We're not going to run out of plays. I mean, that's just how it is. Even if we played them back to back, the following week. I mean, it's just that's where we are in the season. So
here's what I love. He's got double-digit playoff wins. He knows what he's doing. He's been around the block, and so has this staff.
Yes, and Andy Reid, been there, done that. But another guy, Dave Tobe, been there, done that. Just speaking with him a little bit ago, and he talked about the last year that Green Bay, or rather two Super Bowls ago, when Green Bay won the Super Bowl, Chicago had a chance to knock them out of the playoffs at the last game of the year. But they rested their guys, and then in the NFC Championship, who comes back but Green Bay to beat them? And, of course, they snuck in the playoffs by winning that last game of the year. So you've got a lot of different dynamics that can that can happen. And I thought that was very interesting because when he alerted me to that was very telling. And he talked about the fact that the staff had a meeting, and they came up with the fact that, you know what, we're not going to do anything different. We're going to play to win this game.
This is a well-coached football team. We're going to be back to close it out on this edition of Chiefs Lives. And we'll hear from Mark Meshevitz when we return.
This is a tunnel, but not everyone can enter. The men who gather here have a kingdom to honor, a home to defend. And come Sunday, there's no place they'd rather be. This is the Players' Tunnel at Arrowhead. Just a few short steps from glory.
Would you like a behind-the-scenes look at Arrowhead Stadium? Then come on out to Arrowhead for one of our amazing stadium tours. You'll visit the Founders Club, the Scout Investments Club level, the Hall of Honor presented by Time Warner Cable, the team locker room, and walk along the field itself. We have a number of tour options to fit your style, and we can't wait to see you at Arrowhead Stadium. For dates and times, visit GoArrowhead.com for more information. Love the Chiefs? Join us. Stay connected and join the growing communities of the Chiefs Kingdom. There's so many ways. Twitter keeps you up to date on all things Chiefs.
They're not going to catch it. Back of the game. Eric Johnson on a linebacker blitz.
Facebook lets you respond and react to fellow fans. And Instagram takes you inside with some of the best images of the Kingdom. Stay connected to win some sweet prizes. Join in and be a part of your Chiefs 365.
This is a microphone like no other microphone. It's not meant for karaoke or morning announcements, no. This mic has more important things to do. This is the microphone of Mitch Holthus, the voice of the Chiefs. Come Sunday, it will reach to the far corners of the kingdom.
Hey Chiefs fans, here's what's coming up on KCChiefs.com. This week's Twitter Q&A features everyone's favorite bearded tight end, Sean McGrath. Then we'll go under the helmet with Chiefs guard Jeff Schwartz, and he'll tell you what it's like to block for one of the best running backs in the NFL. And finally, we'll have an infographic and video preview getting you ready for the home finale versus the Colts. And for the latest news and info, make sure to check KCChiefs.com and to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
It's interesting. A year ago this week, the Chiefs hosted the Colts. What a difference a year makes. And if the Chiefs can get a 12th win, they'll keep pace, again numerically, on being the most improved team in the history of professional football. Thanks to Kendall Gammon for his excellent breakdown and work today and working sick. Get ready for the Colts. It's the Chiefs and Colts. Thanks for watching us on Chiefs Live.